Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Corey Myers. A court staffer facing charges after approaching former President Trump during his New York City fraud trial.
The employee apparently entered the courtroom where Trump was sitting with his two sons and top executives during a mid-morning break. She allegedly walked towards the front of the room and yelled something at Trump with the State Office of Administration, saying she mentioned assisting him. Court officers stopped the staffer before she got too close, and she was charged with second-degree contempt of court and placed on administrative leave while the investigation plays out. I'm Dave Collins.
A coalition of progressive House Democrats say that they will still support Israel while also urging the Biden administration to advocate for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. They have signed a statement emphasizing the need for a ceasefire to facilitate the safe return of hostages and the delivery of humanitarian aid. Americans in Gaza want out.
More than 350 Americans in Gaza are seeking assistance from the U.S. State Department for evacuation. That's according to a U.S. official who talked to NBC News. Despite extensive discussions between the U.S., Israel, and Egypt, the border crossing between Gaza and Egypt remains shut. The negotiations have been focused on enabling the secure exit of foreign citizens and facilitating humanitarian aid. I'm John Schaefer.
On Wednesday, a large group of anti-Israel protesters occupied the U.S. Capitol's rotunda in Washington, D.C. Protesters demanding and calling for a ceasefire in Gaza as they chanted while holding banners and signs, "Jews ceasefire now." The U.S. Capitol Police has made multiple arrests as demonstrations are not allowed in congressional buildings as per Capitol Police regulations. This is USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting and TAM required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Ultra-processed foods are deemed as addictive as nicotine, cocaine, or heroin by experts. A comprehensive analysis of 281 studies spanning 36 countries reveals that a startling 14% of adults are dependent on UPFs. These include items like sausages, ice cream, soft drinks, sugary cereals, which have been associated with cognitive decline, cancer, psychological distress, and even premature mortality.
Now you're a big shot fighter on the way up. You don't even throw a clunk to your friend Paulie.
Burt Young, known for playing Paulie in 6 Rocky films, has died at the age of 83. Young's daughter telling the New York Times that he died earlier this month in Los Angeles. With over 160 film and television credits to his name, it was his role as Paulie in the 1976 original Rocky film that earned him an Oscar nomination for Best Supporting Actor. A comprehensive study spanning nearly two decades reveals a connection between adult ADHD and dementia. Researchers from Rutgers University found that adults with ADHD have a notably higher likelihood of developing dementia in their later years. Approximately 3% of American adults deal with ADHD. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. We got Megan Barth. I told you we'd find her. No matter, she can run, but she can't hide. We'll track her down sooner or later. It's just that she's been greatly missed. We also always appreciate her perspective, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com and editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Megan, how are we doing?
Well, I should have hit harder.
I'm doing great. Lots to talk about. Let's start with, first of all, Jim Jordan and what's going on with this House Speaker situation. It's like they are holding him up as a piñata. And in the process, just evaporating political capital. I'm talking about, the Republican Party right now and not, getting this handled. And here, instead of him gaining more votes, after each round, he's losing. Well, what's that telling us?
Well, you know, in a way, it's a good thing. I actually wrote about this yesterday on the Nevada Globe. And in a way, it's a good thing because now we know where the enemies are within the party. We understand where they are. We understand where their districts are. We understand who we have to primary. And that needs to happen. What I understand is that these Republicans come from maybe purple districts or some in, Biden favored areas, and don't ask me how they won, but they did. Mm-hmm. And most of them, from what I understand, sit on on the Appropriations Committee. So they're part of the problem. They're the ones mm-hmm. that basically bend to the will of the Democrats and not their constituents.
Exactly.
It's obvious that Jim Jordan is favored by conservatives. He's being endorsed by conservatives. He's being endorsed by former President Trump. Mm-hmm. He's being endorsed by basically every conservative in America. But then now we have the moderates who always, always historically, if you just look back in history, whether it's John McCain, who gave us Obamacare, whether it's Mitt Romney, who gave us Obama, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
They're the ones that have completely undermined the conservative movement in the country. They're the ones that, they might campaign as conservatives, they might use all of the buzzwords, but when they get into office, they do deals with Democrats and stab the Republican Party in the back. And that's why the Republican Party, for example, in Nevada, is in the minority party.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When we had a moderate governor who signed the largest tax increase in the history of Nevada, we have not had a majority in the legislature since. And that is because Republicans just decided to stay home. So at least we know where the places are that we need the primary. At least we know who they are. and we'll see what happens. But
Megan, leadership for the Republican Party knew this a long time ago. I mean, they've acquiesced and just went along. I mean, and this idea that they should be sensitive to districts that were won by Joe Biden, they need to do maybe a little analysis on these numbers. We just had a CPA on who has done a deep dive on these numbers. And again, he reminded everybody that you had hundreds and thousands of votes that were only cast for the president. There was no downline voting. It's all very spurious. It's suspicious at best, especially as we know. And he's a CPA of CPAs. Okay, when CPAs need to get their kind of holy hallelujah on their documentation and their work effort, they go to him. I mean, this is how upper tier this auditor is, and he audited the numbers and pointed out that even on these. On these ballots, there was a consistent imprint on the ballots, which leads you to believe that many of these were printed. And when you track where this took place, possibly between New York, Connecticut, and Pennsylvania, it's all very suspicious. But of course, we don't have any. There's no curiosity from the mainstream media. No curiosity, even from the judicial branch of our government.
Well, yeah, you're being an election denier. You know, that's the new word that the Democrats use to defame and libel anyone that dares.
Well, they want to invalidate you.
I find it very interesting, though. I find it very interesting that the Democrats unanimously voted for an election denier for the Speaker of the House, and that would be Hakeem Jeffries, and that was the title of my piece. Election deniers Democrats vote for election denier as Speaker. Now, it's really interesting, and they did this in the spirit of bipartisanship, so don't ask me how they want to basically just put Hakeem Jeffries in charge of the Republican Party, who is in the majority of in the House. That, to them, is bipartisanship, which should tell you everything that you need to know about the Democratic Party. They're not interested in bipartisanship, unless, of course, they are working with moderates who are just keep signing checks and sending foreign aid all over the world to Ukraine or now to Gaza. That's what they want. They want Republicans who will bend to their will. But it's interesting for them to nominate Hakeem Jeffries, who back in 2016 launched a series of tweets, which I've screenshotted, captured, and so did the RNC, calling Trump an illegitimate president, that he's not president. You know, he was using all of the same buzzwords that many of us have used for Joe Biden. The difference is that the Democrats tried to manufacture a stolen election by the Russians or Macedonian bot farmers, whereby, as you just mentioned, actually the Democrats stole the election. It was a coup in 2020, because you don't necessarily have ballots that have perfectly imprinted circles that are just perfect. They don't go outside the line. Many of those ballots, like you said, were just top ticket votes, nothing down ballot. And so the evidence is there, but no judge would look at it. We had 12 binders of evidence, and I was part of the investigation in Nevada where we had, for example, our Indian reservations here were doing raffles and handing out gas cards and handing out gift cards for voters. You can't do that. That's against
the law. It's only a little bit illegal, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. So that's what we have, and that's why we have Joe Biden, who, if you saw him in Israel while he was there, and some Democrat in the press, I can't remember who it was, said that Joe Biden is the only president in modern history that have gone to two war zones. Well, under Trump, we didn't have two wars that started.
Right.
I don't think that that's something that you need to flex about. Joe Biden is the only president that's gone to two war zones. We're on the brink of World War III, so maybe he'll now go to, three war zones.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he still can't find the border. Because he doesn't know he doesn't know where north or south is right now, but he sure will, defend a border, for other countries, for Ukraine, but certainly not for the United States, right? For his own citizens.
Well, the borders are. Who supposedly Kamala Harris? She hasn't been there either. So.
It's a total joke. And the fact of the matter is, Megan, is that the American voter needs to realize the joke is on them. And the joke is coming to you as if that's not enough. Well, here's some inflation. Here's the cost of living. Here's everything that is just holding you down, brought to you by the Biden administration. Got to go to break. We've got more from Megan Barr. Stay right where you are.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
We are just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Megan Barth is with us, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Megan, a lot of the news that's coming out, I mean, even the BBC, other international outlets are warning of the false news. But, you know, why should we be surprised? The fog of war is the fog of war. And, you know, whoever grabs a hold of the narrative gets to run with whatever story they want to run with. A missile that's coming out of the south heading north somehow is the responsibility of Israel. Well, wait a minute. I can't follow that trajectory. You know, Israel is in the north and they're firing south, not the other way, unless it happens to be one of those JFK magic bullets, I guess, huh?
Right. And this was an absolute, this was blood libel. It's hard for me to believe, being a member of the press, I'm in the Nevada press corps, that the national press would immediately run with what Hamas told them was true.
Mm-hmm.
The Palestinian Ministry of Health or whoever mm-hmm. it was. Well,
right.
You know, the quote unquote Palestine, whatever that is run by Hamas. They were elected mm-hmm. in 2007. And what surprised me the most was not only that the press was wrong, because, I mean, they're usually wrong and they're always on the wrong side of history. But the amount of Americans that have rallied around a terrorist group, I mean, imagine if that happened after 9/11. You know, I don't remember.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. No.
I don't remember colleges erupting in protests that supported, you know, the dozen or so Islamic terrorists that drove three planes into buildings and fields, you know, saying, "Oh, well, we deserved it." I mean, I remember Franklin Lloyd Wright, Reverend Wright.
Reverend Wright, yes, exactly.
Yeah, Reverend Wright saying, you know, the chickens have come home to roost. But that was
right.
An anomaly. You know, that just happened to be Obama's pastor. But now we have these colleges erupting in protests, and of course the DSA, which is the Democrat Socialists of America, which basically are Democrats. They just call themselves progressives. You know, rallying around the paratroopers, the terrorist paratroopers, and the terrorists in general. I mean, that's what shocks me, that there is this uprising in America of anti-American sentiment, specifically in our colleges. And again, much like the Republicans in the House that are going against Jim Jordan, at least we know where the enemies are.
Exactly.
And now they've shown themselves to the world where they are. We know where they are, and the backlash against these protests for Hamas, these terrorist-loving college students, their chickens are coming home to roost, because we have major donors from colleges rescinding their donations.
Yes, exactly.
Whether that be Wharton at Penn or whether that be Harvard, et cetera. And that's exactly what needs to happen. There needs to be this financial backlash against these institutions that have basically allowed and trained these future, quote-unquote, social justice leaders that they are grooming on college campuses.
Well, you've got a professor, was he from Stanford or was it from Harvard, said, he put a notice out, said, don't hire any of these kids. What? I mean, here it is. They've spent you know, maybe $250,000, $500,000 for their education, and they're shooting themselves in the foot because, and I think that some businesses are making, you know, the appropriate decision, saying, you know, how do I have these people in my company? I mean, they're loaded with hatred. I mean, unless I'm a hate-filled organization, I don't know how I bring them on the team here and have them destroy my company potentially with all this meanness and this hatred that's residing in their hearts. And again, it's one thing, you know, if it's somebody who's been raised in America, then I have a little bit more hope for their redemption. I have less hope for these kids who've come from the Middle East, who at birth have been taught to hate Israel, and they have carried this hate with them, and this is something that's been passed on through the millennia from one generation to the next. To the degree that here it is, from the river to the sea, they want Israel wiped out. I mean, there's no negotiation. And this idea that Joe Biden thinks that he can negotiate, and I'm surprised even Bibi Netanyahu is thinking that maybe there is a two-state solution. Well, in a sense, you kind of had a two-state solution. You had the Palestinians there in the Gaza, and as soon as you let them take over in 07, They've been sending missiles ever since, and now it's exacerbated to the point where they tear down the fence and they invade Israel, killing, you know, hundreds of people, defenseless civilians, and babies, decapitating them, Megan. And the American press and Americans at large can somehow think that it's justified? I mean, we're sick.
Yeah, you know, the whole two-state solution is a myth, okay? I mean, let's just, I mean, as long as you and I have been alive, there's been talk about a two-state solution. It's hard to have a two-state solution when one side wants to annihilate the other side.
Yeah, where's the other state? Where's the other state's residents, right?
Right, yeah. You can't coexist with people who want to annihilate you and wipe you off the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When those people send in paragliders, killing 250 people, mostly young adults, at a festival, music festival, and then kidnapping and taking hostage many of the others, including women, children, and the disabled. They're not interested in coexisting.
Mm-hmm.
Bless me. They're not interested in having a two-state solution, and they're certainly not interested in peace. When we see that, you know, they put out this propaganda that mainstream media picks up, plus me, saying that Israel bombed a hospital and killed 500 people, and the press just runs with it and it ends up being a parking lot next to the hospital. So tell me where
exactly.
The 500 people are, where the 500 people in the parking lot.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So
exactly. And show me the fins of a missile that designate that this was, in fact, a missile that came from, you know, that came from Israel. All the evidence and the intel says the missile came from south to north. That's why I said it's just south to north is it originated from the Gaza. Well, you know, and by the way, it's very well noted that these missiles, because a lot of them are homemade missiles. They asked them, they said, how did you guys get this technology? They go, oh, YouTube. So these are homemade missiles that they have constructed, and it is very well accepted by everybody in the region that there are consistent misfires with missiles from, you know, from that area, from Hamas.
Right, and they're probably the missiles that were made out of the water pipes that were actually supposed to provide water to Gaza, where they basically made missiles. So that's why I said the two-state solution, I mean, can we just stop talking about it? It's a myth. We've tried it since at least 2007, if not before. They don't want it. And when you look at Israel on a map, it's about the size of Rhode Island, and it's surrounded by people who want to kill them. I mean, the only stability we have in the Middle East, especially now under Joe Biden, is Israel. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you look at a map, if you understand geography, it's very clear. And so there are only stability in the Middle East. And then ask these terrorists, these college students, those terrorist-loving sympathizers, where are the Israelis supposed to go? What's your two-state solution?
Exactly. Well, and also, let me ask you this. What happens after the demise of Israel? Who's their next target?
Well, exactly. And that's why I said Israel is our only stability, really, in the greater Middle East. When you look at them, they are surrounded. You know, we have imported terrorists through our open border, through our visa system. I don't know if you saw this, but I think under the Trump presidency, they hired a Palestinian sympathizer in the Department of Defense and Homeland Security. What are you talking about? And so, you know, this is a very, it's just indicative of the absolute bankruptcy of which is D.C.
Well, yes, and part of the Biden administration, to your point, we've had a sympathizer who has relaxed and negated the sanctions against the sale of Iranian oil. And they've done very well, thank you very much. I mean, upwards of $60 billion so far that they've been able to generate. And, of course, that continues to, to support and pay for their war machine and all their war efforts. Megan Barth, as always, we appreciate the time. Take care.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise.
If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
USA News Update. A court staffer facing charges after approaching former President Trump during his New York City fraud trial. A coalition of progressive House Democrats say they'll still support Israel while also urging the Biden administration to advocate for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. That way, there could be a safe return of hostages, the delivery of humanitarian aid, and minimizing civilian casualties on both sides. More than 350 Americans in Gaza seeking assistance from the U.S. State Department for evacuation. On Wednesday, a large group of anti-Israel protesters occupied the U.S. Capitol's rotunda in Washington, D.C. Capitol Police made multiple arrests as demonstrations are not allowed in congressional buildings, as per Capitol Police regulations. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You tune in to Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. Good to have Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man. We've got questions. He's got answers. And you're just full of all kinds of good news this morning, aren't you?
I wouldn't say so particularly. I mean, the whole situation in Israel is really incredibly tragic. Yeah. Just incredibly tragic. But it's going to lead to many more deaths on both sides. And they're just going to crush Hamas. And there's about 3 million people living in the Gaza Strip. There's no place for them to go. And so it's just going to cause a lot of tumult here. And it's already affecting, oil prices have already been up pretty sharply because of this. And I mean, the real concern here, Bill, is does this become a wider war? Does Hezbollah...
Well, you got to know, Hezbollah is chomping at the bit. Right. I mean, we already know. I mean, some people try to confuse the issue. There's no doubt Hamas is being supported by Iran.
Right.
Hezbollah even more so. And they want nothing better. I mean, their dream and vision is to make sure that Israel doesn't exist anymore. So if you've got Hezbollah in the north, which I understand their munitions are even much stronger.
Hamas had about 5,000 rockets. Hezbollah has 150,000 rockets.
Right. Yeah.
So if they get involved, and then Syria potentially, and Iran, and then... I mean, potentially we could put American troops. Israelis don't have enough troops to cover all these different fronts here. We could have a war and then get Iran involved. And then if Iran cuts off the Strait of Hormuz, then you block the oil coming out of Kuwait and Saudi Arabia, and you could have a supply shock to the world economy. We're not getting enough oil, and prices could shoot up dramatically. I mean, America could have been energy independent and not be worried about all this, but because we've cut back so much on oil production, we're dependent on all this. So it's a self-inflicted wound as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, without a doubt. We've been saying this forever. And it's not like all of a sudden you can just flip a switch. What Biden has put into motion is something that we're going to have to live with for a bit here, right?
Well, he's taken a lot of, for example, he just recently took all of the Arctic oil of like 12 million acres off of potential leases. So that's kind of off. And he's just making it difficult to drill. So companies saying, okay, we won't drill. let's buy oil from Venezuela or something. You know, it's like it's pretty crazy. But this whole Middle East situation just exacerbates the situation. So let's hope it does not become a wider war. But if it does, that means that oil prices are going to go well north of $100 a barrel and well north of $5, $4 to $5 a gallon, which takes money out of consumers' pockets that hurts the economy at a time when it's already weakening.
Exactly. And then as we're heading into winter, Jordan,
we're going to freeze.
It's going to be crazy. And of course, you know, some of this stuff that's motivating what's going on there in the Middle East was, the Abraham Accords, the proximity of a peace agreement between Saudi Arabia and Israel. And, the Shia Arabs were not going to stand for that. And number one. Number two is I would not be surprised if this is a little bit of a misdirect that Iran may be closer to becoming nuclear than the international community realizes. And so look at, you have the tail shaking the dog here. You got people focused on what's going on in the Gaza, and Iran is able to move. And that's right. They were greatly encouraged by a release of $6 billion in funds. And then we're finding out more money. According, Antony Blinken had released money several months back, a couple billion more, and then the lifting of sanctions, and not even saying anything about the illegal sale of oil to China that Iran has been getting away with.
That's correct.
Now not $6 billion, according to John Ratcliffe, you add it up and it's more like the force of $60 billion worth of fungible money.
Hamas has been planning this for maybe a year. This just doesn't happen overnight. They have they've actually shown videos of training sessions they had as far as taking hostages and so on.
They had models of Israel cities, and I guess Israel just saw that and thought, okay, well, maybe not so serious, but yes, it was very serious. And, this is which is surprising because, the most vigilant when it comes to surveillance and issues of this nature and security, circles of security, Israel is like the number one country on the planet for this.
I got completely surprised by this. Again, it's been planned for over a year. And so Iran is clearly behind this. I think Iran could start menacing ships in the Gulf, and then we could bring in a fifth fleet, and we could have a naval war going at the same time as a ground war there. Mm-hmm. And so this has made people very nervous, and Biden was completely surprised by this as well. He put an aircraft carrier there, but we don't have enough munitions to give to Israel because we've given everything we've got to Ukraine.
and then on top of that, we're finding out that all that equipment and munitions and what have you that was left behind in Afghanistan, Hamas says thank you very much. So basically, what we did is we gave the Taliban license to basically become a gun show. So now they're a gun show for the international community. Is this crazy?
It is insane. It really is. So we'll see. I mean, Israel is going to be very strong. There are huge stockpiles of munitions already pre-positioned in Israel, and they'll go through that. But we literally do not have enough to supply them much more because we've given. That's why we gave cluster bombs to Ukraine because we ran out of regular shells to give them. So we don't have anything left to give Israel either.
Meanwhile, you got China drooling over Taiwan.
Right. Well, if they see this weakness on our part, they already saw that. With Ukraine, we didn't really arm Ukraine before Russia invaded.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Here, Israel, is looking weak that they were able to be attacked like this. Mm-hmm. And yeah, if China goes after Taiwan, we'll have three wars going at the same time. That's what's called World War III.
You think?
Yeah, I think
they've
explicitly said that. China has said, Xi has said, you know, within 2 or 3 years, we are going to take back our you know, rightful property. And they're buzzing planes and ships all around Taiwan all the time there, getting ready to do it.
Well, like you and I talked about before, Jordan, when you have stuff like that, it's easy to have an oops, right?
There's already been a lot of oopses. We don't need any more oopses, but we've had a lot of oopses. Yeah.
Well, two minutes left. Let's come back home here. Interest rates are rising, right?
Soaring. Yeah. So the long term treasury, the 10-year treasury, is up to almost 5%, like 4.8. The short term rates are about 5.5%. I think the Federal Reserve is going to raise rates at their November meeting another quarter point, which would be the 12th interest rate increase they've had in the last 2 years, because inflation is still not coming down enough. I mean, they want 2%. It's at about 4%. And we recently had a producer price index that was hotter than expected. So I think the Fed's going to keep raising rates, which puts more pressure on our banks. It makes it more expensive for Americans to use credit cards. The average interest rate now, Bill, on a credit card is 24%.
Wow. and that's what I'm going to say. You know, what's happening? The middle class is getting pummeled here.
Right.
How do they survive?
And oil prices are going up. Mortgage rates are up to 7.5% on their way to 8%, which really hurts the housing market. And meanwhile, we're not drilling enough oil. So, I mean, there's some of these things are self-inflicted wounds, I would say.
Starting with energy independence. I mean, you have energy independence, you have a secured border, and those two issues, you just say, nah, we don't want anything that has Trump's name on it. We want to do the exact opposite. How's that working for you?
Yeah. Well, we're vulnerable on the energy front, and we're getting overrun by the southern border, and all these cities are just overrun with hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens in Chicago and New York and San Francisco and Los Angeles. I mean, it's just the whole country is just being overrun, and it's going to hurt these cities. The mayor of New York City, Adams, said this is a budget buster for us. We don't have the capability to handle all these people that are being bussed up from Texas. It's a disaster.
I think the next time any of these cities think about declaring themselves as sanctuary cities, they're going to have to think. They're going to have to think twice, because Joe Biden is hearing and reacting to said declaration. We got to leave it right there. Jordan Goodman, how can people be in touch with you?
My email is jordan@moneyanswers.com. Always glad to answer emails from your listeners, Bill.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vine-to-bar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Good morning, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride. And leading the bus is Dr. Ted Baer, the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. Hey, Dr. Ted, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. I'm talking to you, and that's always a great achievement.
Well, well, you bless me richly, I'll tell you, in these days that our hearts remain heavy and we continue to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, right?
Amen.
Exactly. Well, let's talk about some of these movies. Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour review. Boy, has she brought life back to the movie houses, huh?
Well, you know, she was estimated to do $100 million in the United States. I mean, we're quibbling now, and $150 million overseas, and she dropped very short of that overseas, and Variety had a big article today, which I have not perused, about why she failed to get the number of people that you wanted. So, you know, the entertainment industry is good as it critiquing itself, and the critique is that she didn't do as well as she should do, whatever that says to your audience, I don't know. You know, we gave it a minus two, which means extreme caution for the movie, which is just, you know, a concert movie. It's her Eras Tour. It's very well made. It's very spectacular. Kids love it. And, you know, they're dancing in the aisles. And the show at the beginning takes sort of a retrospective, as you know, of her music. In the beginning, it's very lightweight. Then it becomes very self-critical. Then it becomes very depressed. Then it gets into false religion. In fact, she misuses the word karma for me, who came to Christ out of being a left-wing commie pinko rat. I mean, she has a lot of things at the end that you don't want your children to hear. Otherwise, it's a pretty lightweight conference and concert movie.
Yeah. Well, the other thing that she's been doing, and I'll give her credit for this, is that at her tour, I mean, she's giving away a lot of money and support and food, you know, for these communities that will last them. Some have reported, you know, for a year. I mean, these are generous contributions that she's sharing at the stops of her concert tour.
Well, what we should do is, she's got a heart, and we need to pray that she comes back to the fullness of faith, because she's talked about faith and talked about being different than her parents' faith, which, what does that mean? You know, I mean, there's only one faith. There's only one God. He's omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent, and there's only one word, which is inerrant. So if she's drifted away from that in many issues, I'm glad she still considers herself a Christian. I'd like to see her, you know, come alive with faith and be filled with the Spirit and actually come back to her roots.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is the tough thing. Even Jesus said how hard it would be for even a rich man, you know, to, you know, that it would be easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter heaven, because the things of this world can end up being your God and replace those eternal issues of life, right?
Beautifully said. I agree with you 100%.
Well, let's talk about Birthright Outlaw. What did you think about this one?
Birthright Outlaw. I mean, this is interesting. You know, every week we seem to go through all the people we know in the entertainment industry. We know almost everybody here. I knew Aaron Burns, the director, when he started, and some of the other people. And they've really improved their craft. It's a very well-made Western, streaming on Great American Pure Flix, and my friend Bill Abbott runs, and Movie Guide's going to be Great American Channel when it does the gala this year, so maybe I shouldn't say too much. Maybe it's a conflict of interest because I'm already partial, but Lucas Black stars and a pastor who loves his wife and daughter. The daughter is kidnapped. It's an old-fashioned type of Western with a surprise problem in the middle of it, but it shows sacrifice, faith, prayer. You don't want to hear the surprise because I don't want to give away the ending, but it's good. It's well done. I'm proud of him. I'm proud that it keeps getting better. It's 4 stars.
It's great. Well, it's a great family movie. I think this is one that, you know, the way it's presented at such a level that kids can understand and really open up some heartfelt conversations and questions that kids would have about faith, about forgiveness, right?
Absolutely. And it's got it's extremely Christian, and Lucas Black likes to do that, and so does Aaron, so I'm proud of him.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you bring up something at the Movie Guide, which I think is important these days, because there are a lot of graphics in social media that are traveling out there. Some you cannot unsee. And this is, you know, reminds me of the old, you know, child song, you know, be careful, little eyes, what you see. And parents especially, we need to step up and be the gatekeepers because of social media and the information that's being put out there. Some misinformation, you know, that's already been proven, that there's a lot of misinformation that's filling the airways. But nonetheless, these graphic war images that are spreading across social media are very dangerous.
Well, as you know, when I was head of the TV Center at City University of New York back in the late 70s, we got 62 professors together and did the first media literacy course, which was showing the impact of the media. I think at that time there were 17,000 studies. Now it's probably 1 million studies on the influence. And, you know, the 62 professors were looking at media literacy and cognitive development theory. So we know exactly what happens to kids, why it happens. But, you know, I have to define this carefully because some people are susceptible to the violence. They see the violence. They want to copy the violence. Some people don't care about the violence. The ones that are susceptible, about 10, 11%. Then those that don't care, then there's another group that just wants to see more of it. And then another group that gets extremely frightened. And this happens with every sort of a susceptibility, whichever one it is, whether it's sex or violence. Now, violence is only 10%, sex is 31%. But the news media uses the violence to attract an audience.
Exactly.
You know, they're always saying, this is the most horrible thing that's ever happened. I just watched Golda last night, and there have been very difficult wars in Israel, as you know. And this is not the worst thing that's ever happened. And if you look at North Africa with Charles de Gaulle. What they were doing, the Muslims in North Africa, was even worse. But maybe this will, you know, firstly, children should not be watching this. You said it exactly. You know, the various psychiatrists, et cetera, say that the images get in your mind. When I go and speak at conferences, and I have to go tomorrow to speak on Friday and Saturday, a lot of people say, well, you can't get them out of your mind. I said, well, the good news is that Jesus, you know, will heal you and will cleanse mm-hmm. your mind and will help you forget. So you can get them out when you turn to Jesus. But mm-hmm. that's not something that society thinks about. So be
careful. And that's, and that's proven.
What you yeah. see.
And that's proven, what? Dr. Ted, that's proven that you can renew your mind. I mean, the psychiatrists and experts have studied this, and particularly with people who have addictions, and they have realized, you know, through studies that a, you know, a mind can be reformed, can be renewed. It happens to be part of the weapons of our warfare. We put on the helmet of salvation that renews our minds in Jesus Christ. And so that is that's empirical. It's scientific evidence that this in fact occurs. So that's really encouraging, because I thought, Ted, you know, I felt for the IDF soldiers who the generals took, you know, they're at the border of Gaza, and they took them through these horrific areas where the slaughterings had taken place, and, you know, blood and all over the place. Children's carriages, you could just see the horror and the devastation took place. There where they had the festival, where 260 young people were gunned down, and the soldiers had said, I can't unsee this. I'm going to probably deal with this for the rest of my life. And so you bring up an excellent point here. And you know, this is the thing, you know, without God, you're left to your own devices. But God is the one who can do what would seem impossible for man, very possible by God, you know, for God to do on our behalf, because he doesn't want us going through life crippled, right?
Right. And, you know, if you've read, I've written 42 books, but a good number of them are on, you know, developing media literacy. And
right.
God wants to renew your mind. God wants yeah. you to be renewed. And we need to tell that to our children, that Jesus is there all the time to love us and save us and renew us and restore us. Mm-hmm. And we're hoping that there's going to be revival in the land. And there's a lot of little incidences of revival. And I think that things happen. Mm-hmm. They're driving people to revival. So I think
exactly.
I think you're 100% right.
Well, and we know, and the Bible tells us clearly, where evil, you know, where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more. And so where evil is abounding, you know, God's love, you know, is opening up. And we have opportunity here, because this is the balance. So I say, get ready, watch and see. And as much as would count on any one of us, let's co-labor with God's intent for these times and what should happen to where, you know, God would be elevated and glorified the way he should be. Dr. Ted, as always, we just so appreciate, you know, you coming on every week, the dedication, and also to keep us abreast of, you know, what our little eyes should be seeing. He's the founder and publisher of Movie Guide, Dr. Ted Baer.
Thank you for putting up with me, and have a wonderful week. God bless you.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of